Yeah. Hey, Georgie. To the moon.
Oh, my God. That looks horrifying. See all those trailers at afreakaccident.com. Some good movies heading our way, though. And, man, I'll tell you what. I cannot wait for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
It's going to be so much fun.
We will have a review of that here on the show the week that it comes out, guaranteed. Oh, yeah. So that's going to wrap up this episode of the show, though.
Oh.
Feel free to continue to send in your guilty pleasure songs, though.
Oh my God, yes.
If we get enough good submissions, heck, we'll do that segment again.
That doesn't get old.
Right, and also, I'm willing to admit there are other songs that are guilty pleasures of mine that I did not share with you people today.
Oh, you just hit the tip of the mental disorder I have. Music.
Head to afreakaccident.com. All information about this show is there. The podcast section has every episode we've ever done. The Connect page has links to all of our social media sites. And you can always send an email to freaks@afreakaccident.com. Include your mailing address. We'll send you some free stickers. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play Music, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. And if you can help us out on iTunes by leaving a review, every good review helps us climb a little higher in the standings. We definitely wouldn't complain about that.
Not at all.
So help us out by doing that, and feel free to reach out, though. We love to hear from our listeners. We'd love to talk back to you. Next week on the show, we will be bringing back Finish the Lyric.
Oh, yes.
With our new favorite game show with One Hit Wonders is going to be the theme. And also, things not to do when you make a mistake at work.
Oh, no.
Seems poignant since I'm starting a new job next week.
Uh-oh.
So
you can take notes.
Yeah.
And
right.
You listening can take notes as well.
That's right. So come back for it next week, and we will be here to bring you some newness. For A Freak Accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Crazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
I swear.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
The kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.
This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Thanks for joining us tonight. Tonight's top stories are on the 40th anniversary of Star Wars, Shakespeare's birthday, and a mass communications senior spotlight. We'll also get a new edition of Politics This Week, a Monarch Sports update, and a look into the weekend's forecast. For millions of people, Star Wars is a classic film that means family, excitement, and the thrill of space. With the 40th anniversary of the premiere of Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, program director Nick Rotundo spoke with members of the King's community about what Star Wars means to them.
With the 40th anniversary of Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, quickly approaching on May 25th, this year's Orlando Star Wars Celebration recently commemorated the occasion with appearances by George Lucas, John Williams, and even Hayden Christensen, as well as the release of the Episode VIII, The Last Jedi trailer. Two Star Wars fans and King's College students, junior biology major Krista Frankowitz and senior mass communications major Chris Natale, talked about what Star Wars means to them.
Star Wars means basically everything to me. My family is very involved in Star Wars. I'm very involved in Star Wars. I've had many lightsaber battles with my siblings, many of which have ended in tears. But, you know, it's fun. It's cool. It's charming. It's the best movie ever, except for maybe Empire Strikes Back. Wow. Cinematic plot twist history made in that movie. But, yeah, it's honestly, Star Wars is one of the greatest things that has ever happened to me, and it would always hold a special place in my heart.
Star Wars to me is a bond between people. Star Wars is not just a set of movies that you put on your shelf. Star Wars is something that brings people together, and it has with my friends and the friends that I've made now and the friends that I'm sure I'll continue to meet to this day. Star Wars is all about bringing people together to love these iconic characters, and there's really nothing else better than it to me. Like, it's one of the biggest forms of pop culture. It's been around since 77, and it's been going from there. Like, you know, 40 years. Like, it's going to continue to grow and continue to develop and continue to get better. And I'm hoping, you know, new games come out. I'm hoping that these movies that are coming out are great, these anthology ones and episode 8, episode 9. And I just really want to see Star Wars continue so I could, you know, show my future kids the bond that I've shared over the years and that I've gained with the people that I've met and have been a big part of my life. And Star Wars itself is, like, kind of like family to me. It may be a movie to some, but to me, it's brought me together with the people that I love. And it's one of the reasons that I am a fan of pop culture and comic books and things of that genre. So I will leave off on that.
Associate Professor of Philosophy and King's College's unofficial Star Wars expert, Dr. David Kyle Johnson, then gave his thoughts on the movie turning 40.
I unfortunately did not get to attend Star Wars Celebration. I haven't actually been to a Star Wars Celebration yet. But, I mean, it's monumental. It's, I don't know if it really makes it more special for me or not, but I'm turning 40 this year. I was born almost the time that Star Wars came out, so Star Wars and I have always been around the same age. So, you know, it's kind of cool to celebrate, you know, that momentous occasion of Star Wars turning 40. And it's amazing that it's had the kind of staying power that it's had. And whenever I went, like, to high school and middle school, of course, I was still a Star Wars fan, but that was what some Star Wars fans refer to as the dark times, when there was no new Star Wars coming out. It was not cool to be a Star Wars fan. It was not something that was popular. People often didn't know, you knew Darth Vader and that kind of stuff, but, like, you know, off characters and that kind of stuff, people were not, like, they didn't know, and, like, the only way that you could enter the Star Wars universe was with the role-playing game, which, of course, me and my friends did in high school, but that was, like, that's all we had, right? That's the only way to kind of engage with the universe, and so it's, yeah, it's nice to, you know, for it to be 40 years later and for it to still be a force to reckon with.
Dr. Johnson then gave his thoughts on the recently released Episode 8 trailer and some philosophical insight on what this could lead to for the film.
Yeah, so I don't know that much about the video game, because I didn't follow the last release, and I haven't even seen the trailer for the new Battlefront 2 game. If I had time, I'd be in there. I, you know, used to love video games, used to play them all the time, but I just don't have time anymore, and so I don't do video games anymore. Can't wait till my son's old enough where he's doing it, and that'll give me a little bit of an excuse to get in there and get it, and, you know, and do it. As regards to the trailer and the poster, they look great. I thought the trailer was great because it didn't give away anything. I hate trailers that give away plot points and that kind of stuff. And so when you're watching the movie, you're waiting for that scene in the trailer or whatever. I hate that. And it didn't do that. And so I'm very thankful for that. I thought it was a good trailer. One thing, however, that it did seem to do is not completely confirmed, but add credence to one thing that I argued for in the lectures I gave on campus about why Luke went into hiding. Why did he quit? Why did he go away? Why did he go into hiding? Why did he apparently quit being a Jedi, right? And so one of the things that I argued for in the talk is that likely what's happened is Luke has realized that Force users, or especially Jedi and Sith, are kind of a dangerous thing, right? So if you look back at all the turmoil of episodes 1 through 6, all of that trouble was caused by Force users, specifically Sith and Jedi, right? And specifically, it's making a real emphasis that belief in the Force is a religion. All this trouble has been caused by the Sith and Jedi bidding for political power. The Jedi had political power in the Republic. The Sith wanted to get rid of that and take political power itself, and it did. The rebellion has started, essentially. I mean, if you look at it, they're all kind of religious fanatics, right? Like, they're the ones that say, may the Force be with you. They're the ones that appeal to the Force and the will of the Force, and they think they're doing good because of the will of, right? And so, all that to say that the last line in the trailer, where essentially Luke says, there's one thing that I do know, the Jedi must end, seems to add some credence to my kind of view of what's going on in Luke's head and why he went into hiding after the school was destroyed.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo, and may the Force be with you.
William Shakespeare is considered to be the best writer ever in the English language. In honor of his birthday, WRKC's Carrie Carbo went to the library's birthday bash for the Bard.
Music, food, sword fights, all were in one room in the library on Wednesday to celebrate the birthday of the late, great William Shakespeare. The Bard was born on April 26, 1564, in England. The library got an early start on the festivities, hoping to spark student interest of the storied writer. King's librarian Rebecca Thompson details the events the staff planned for the birthday boy.
We have a number of different things going on. We have Pin the Quill on Will, so you can try to actually pin the quill into Shakespeare's hand. We have a board game version of Shakespeare's life that you can play. And we have a number of pencil games like mazes and word finds with Shakespeare's plays, as well as sonnet Mad Libs, so you can fill in blanks with your own words and create your own sonnet. And then we do have some group activities that we're hoping to do a little later. We have a sword fight and a trivia contest.
Thompson offered photos from her own collection for the special slideshow.
The pictures on it are actually from when I visited the Globe Theater in college. Cool. So it's in just outside London.
Thompson outlined why the library puts together the birthday event.
Well, Shakespeare obviously is, you know, a pretty famous historical figure. I did a lot of his writings have had a pretty big impact on the world. And so we thought it would be a good way to kind of connect different departments on campus. So the English faculty, history, the drama or theater department, and the library is a place where they can all kind of come together and we can facilitate everyone celebrating together.
Pictures from the event can be found with the hashtag KCWillsBDay. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Carrie Carbach.
As the semester winds down and commencement activities begin, WRKC honors its seniors in the Senior Spotlight Series. News director Katie Pugh has music director Therese Ruffsedge's spotlight.
Therese Ruffsedge, music director of WRKC, is one of the many seniors the King's community will wave off so that they may begin the next chapter of their lives. Therese is a mass communications major and a creative writing minor. Therese described what drew her to MassCom and WRKC.
Yes, I started out right as a mass comm major freshman year. I was really into art in high school. I did AP art my senior year. And initially, I wanted to get more into the graphic design aspects of mass comm. But I also had an interest in radio. And coming down to WRKC was one of the first things I did when I got on campus. I had a friend in high school who had a radio show on here. I just thought it was one of the coolest things that you could have a show and share like all the music that you find every week. And I was always posting things online, trying to share music with people, and it seemed like the perfect outlet for me to do that, and in a professional setting, too.
Therese has an extraordinarily deep connection to and love for music.
Well, I mean, music is my life. It's saved my life 10 times over. I mean, my father is a musician. I was raised on money that he made by being a performer and by performing and singing music. So, I mean, right from my very core, it's a part of me. I wanted to play the guitar and the piano before I could even read. I like all kinds of genres. I used to be more limited before I started working as the music director here. Initially, I was really into punk. That kind of turned me on to music. And then as I grew older, I learned to appreciate almost every genre of music, even country and rap, which I'm not too crazy about generally. But I can even think of a few artists in any genre that I enjoy. Folk, electronic, dubstep.
Being the music director of WRKC is one of the hardest jobs on campus. Therese is responsible for what can equal 90% of WRKC's programming on any given day and sifts through dozens of albums each week to find the very best music to play.
Being the music director, you're exposed to all kinds of different types of music, whether it be mainstream or so underground that maybe they don't even have jewel cases for their CDs. If I've learned anything, it's not to judge a CD by its cover, because I've found some really interesting artists and bands throughout the years just from being sent albums from promotional companies and promoters that would tell me like, hey, you gotta listen to this band. And they really, you know, they might not have too big of a following, but they believe in them. And seeing that and having all these people who are so passionate about underground music, it's really changed my perspective on it. Not only what you hear like Katy Perry on the radio or big names like that, they're not the only good people out there. There's so many people, they live, breathe, and eat music. It's their life. And it's wonderful to see people dedicate their life to that and to be able to listen and to support them through college radio.
Therese admits some of the challenges she's had throughout her college career.
I think one of my biggest challenges is that I'm a Jill of all trades to an extent, but it's hard for me to focus in and find a passion. I have a lot of things that I'm really interested in, like writing and music, but it's hard for me to focus in on one thing.
Therese isn't sure where exactly the world is going to take her after graduation, but she plans on furthering her education. Sometimes it's less important to have every step in between A and B than it is to know what you actually want from B.
In 5 years, I want to be in the state of mind, which I am happy. Yeah, happiness. I want to be happy.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Coming up next, we'll get another edition of Politics This Week, a Monarch Sports update, and the weather forecast for the weekend.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
On Friday nights at 7, WRKC brings listeners the Beatle Ed Fab Four radio show. Ed and Moondog bring listeners back in time by playing songs of the Beatles, solo material from John, Paul, George, and Ringo, as well as other artists from the British Invasion. Be sure to tune in to 88.5 FM WRKC, Northeast PA's most honored college radio station.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
Will Ann Coulter speak at UC Berkeley? Find out on Politics This Week. Conservative author and political commentator Ann Coulter is scheduled to speak at the University of California, Berkeley in May. This caused controversy among students who planned rallies on and around campus that turned violent. Protesters were made of both far-right and far-left factions that quarreled with each other and the police. These protests have seemingly escalated in violence from the ones that broke out before far-right provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos was scheduled to speak. At the Auburn University, self-proclaimed white nationalist and figurehead of the alt-right movement, Richard Spencer, has caused controversy. The university originally pulled the speech, which Spencer appealed in federal court. At the speech that he eventually gave, three people were arrested. Attorney General Jeff Sessions turned heads this week when he referred to Hawaiian federal judge Derek K. Watson as someone who, quote, sits on an island in the Pacific, end quote. In commentary in a radio interview with Mark Levin about blocking the executive order that banned immigration from six Muslim countries. Earlier in the week, Sessions expressed that the U.S. Attorney's Office is considering drafting charges against members of WikiLeaks, including Julian Assange. Assange is currently in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he is applying for asylum in the country of Ecuador. A terror attack in Paris yesterday along the Champs-Élysées left a police officer dead and one wounded. One of the attackers also died in the standoff. President Trump tweeted that France will not take more of this and that this attack will affect the French presidential election. Conservative anti-immigrant candidate Marine Le Pen has been competing with a razor-sharp thin margin over Emmanuel Macron, a liberal candidate. This has been Politics This Week for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Joshua Frankevich.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The Lady Monarch softball team split a doubleheader on Monday against Immaculata University. Before the game started, the MAC Freedom Conference offices announced that junior Rachel DeTour earned MAC Freedom Conference Softball Player of the Week. In the first game of a two-game tilt, the Monarch suffered a one-run defeat, 10-9. In the second game, the Lady Monarch offense scored 7 runs. Junior Samantha Bloom went a combined 5-for-8 in the doubleheader, with 2 home runs, 2 doubles, and 6 runs batted in both contests. Bloom also pitched all 7 innings in the second game to earn her 7th victory of the season. Kings returns to the field this Saturday at home to play crosstown rival Wilkes University in a doubleheader. The Lady Monarchs have a 15-11 record on the season. The Monarch golf team has has had great success so far this season with an 11-2 record. MAC Conference offices announced Monday that senior Corey Palma earned his second MAC Freedom Conference Golfer of the Week award. Yesterday, Palma shot a season-best 67 at a Kings tri-meet with Scranton and Wilkes. The Monarchs returned to the course Sunday in the Glenmora National Collegiate Invitational. The men's tennis team was on a 5-game winning streak with impressive shutout wins against Clark Summit University and Keystone College, but saw that streak stopped by Wilkes University yesterday afternoon. The Monarchs returned to the court this weekend with a set on Saturday against Delaware Valley University and a match against Marywood University on Sunday. The men's team has an 8-6 record on the season. The women's team, however, has not had much success. They're currently on a 9-match losing streak. Most recently, they were blanked by the still undefeated Colonels of Wilkes University. The Lady Monarchs have a 2-11 record for the season. The Lady Monarch lacrosse team had a very important 15-9 victory over Delaware Valley University. Gabrielle Moroku, Anastasia Araviakis, and Kendra McCoy combined for 12 goals in that contest. The Lady Monarchs dropped a crucial game on Wednesday against Misericordia, 15-5. The Lady Monarchs have a game at McCarthy Stadium this Saturday against Eastern University. Their overall record sits at 6-7. The men's lacrosse team is currently on a 3-game losing streak after double-digit losses to Delaware Valley and Misericordia Universities. The men return to the field tomorrow at Eastern University in St. David's, Pennsylvania. The men's team has a 4-8 record for the season. On Monday, the Monarch baseball team defeated Clark Summit University after a monster day from sophomore Dan Hartson. Hartson pitched 6 strong innings, giving up 2 runs while striking out 10 batters. He also had a strong performance at the plate, nearly hitting for the cycle, just missing by a home run. Yesterday, the Monarchs suffered a 5-3 loss at the hands of the Pennsylvania College of Technology. The Monarchs play Wilkes University tomorrow at PNC Field, then following it up with a doubleheader on Sunday against Wilkes in Kingston, Pennsylvania. The Monarchs are currently sitting at 500 with a 13-13 record on the season. Newly retired King's College wrestling coach Ned McGinley was honored Tuesday by the Pennsylvania House of Representatives in Harrisburg in recognition of his highly successful career that covered nearly half a century. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
For WRKC's weather report. Tonight, it will be 55 degrees with a possibility of rain showers. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 57. And Sunday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 63. This has been the weather for WRKC. I'm station manager Jessica Mulligan.
The theater department will host their inaugural Maffei Family High School Shakespeare competition tomorrow in the theater. Honors Convocation Mask will be held on Sunday in the gym. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Have a phenomenal weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.